Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Okay, so I don't know how many of you are in a WhatsApp group with old people. So?
No, I'm not, actually. No.
Not even your parents?
No.
Why not?
I text my parents individually, not in a collective.
Okay. And so when you text them, how long does it take for them to respond?
Depending whether she's in the Wi-Fi zone, maybe an hour.
Okay. Vundo?
I'm in a family WhatsApp group with very old people, 85, 89. The amount of fake news there. And
really?
They believe these things, and I just keep quiet because I don't want to burst their bubble and tell them, no, this is actually AI. It's not true. I just leave them.
Okay. So my mom has been doing this thing now where she forgets her phone. She'll leave the house, and then she'll forget the phone, and then we don't know how to get hold of her, yada, 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 right? Mm. Generally, old people are technologically inept.
Yep.
That's the one thing that I need to just stress to you. And I'm sure every old person that's listening will agree. They just won't be able to call us and tell us because they don't know how to do it. Now, another thing about technology is there's obviously just a digital divide in the country. Mm. Not just about ability, but about affordability now, right? The kind of technology that you need, that people have gotten used to, smartphones, etc., so on, is not necessarily very prevalent in our country. Phones themselves are highly prevalent, but not all of them are smartphones.
Yep.
And so when we have a discussion about e-voting, for me, already it raised alarm bells because I think, nah, this is just another way that we're going to further outcast people that are disadvantaged. So we have an issue, for example, in the country where there's still load shedding. Some people are still going through load shedding. Some people go through load shedding for 8 hours in a day, right? And then there's a connectivity issue. As you said, if she's in a Wi-Fi zone, that's the only way people gain access to internet because data is expensive.
Yep.
Everybody can tell you. And so when you talk about e-voting, how are you expecting these people to gain access to these polls? Now, yes, maybe somebody will say it'll be a hybrid system in that you can still go to a polls and vote yourself.
Right.
And then other people can cast their votes online. But the biggest issue with online, and I'm telling you, as somebody who studied this thing, it is highly susceptible to interference. Ballots are easy to count. You see them there physically. People cast their votes. You put them in a box. You seal it. Done.
Yeah.
But when it comes to digital counting, I mean, we went through an entire debate. I think it lasted 2 months where people were disputing IEC results.
Yeah.
And those, they were just getting tabulated digitally. Yeah. They weren't getting counted digitally. It was physical ballots. But people are like, no, it doesn't add up. Yada, 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 yada. Imagine now when you're dealing with votes. And voter tampering is a thing, by the way.
Yeah.
It happens in first world countries. The U.S. can tell you, kuningi. So, no, 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 not yet. Right now, it may be inconvenient to go to a polls, mambulai ninfole, but it remains the best way for us to do it. I don't think we should go that way just yet.
And I don't think that's where we're headed just yet. I think it's an important conversation. The conference is welcomed by many. It's moved beyond boardroom conversations. We now actually have a public dialogue. But I think it's important to perhaps allay people's fears that e-voting or the conversation now is not necessarily going to mean remote voting where you're seated at home, you've got your cell phone and you're voting for your preferred political party. There are variations to this. I was actually speaking to the CSIR, one researcher last night, and they were saying there will be variations. It can either move from vote counting through the machines at the centers, so we go digital there, perhaps going to the voting station, and then there's an iPad, you select the party of choice, and then ultimately it would then be the remote voting. So there are various variations of this e-voting conversation.
Okay, so the iPad one.
Yeah.
I think about 2 months ago, I walked into a KFC and I told them I would like a Streetwise three-piece.
Yeah.
Then they pointed me to a self-service machine. I said, no, I'm not trying to use this nonsense.
Why?
You guys, no.
Why?
I don't want to do that. That thing, one, is too complex. I don't know the orders myself. You know how I go to KFC?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I don't look at the menu. I just tell them what I want. Uh-huh. Now, when you're using a self-service terminal, you've got to know the orders yourself. You've got to know where they're packaged. You've got to know where you got to find them because everything is obviously under a file.
I see.
I'm telling you.
No, embrace technology.
No.
We've all been to a KFC or a McDonald's for the first time and didn't know where to find the orders, but it's very straightforward. And a guy like you who buys a car, number one, with all the technology that you learn when you get in, you can't now learn an iPad at a KFC.
But that's the thing. You see, now, this is the thing. I'm glad you brought that up because there is a learning curve. How often do we vote? Once every 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's the learning curve? Do you now see the issue here? If I'm getting there and I still got to learn the system, bro, it's very simple to cast an X, eh?
No.
But if you're telling me I got to learn this back, forth, up, down, nonsense and whole thing.
But the interface, I assume that the interface might be easy or user-friendly to you.
Have you ever filed your tax returns via e-filing?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
It's very
That's the most important system complex. We have in the country. How is that?
It's very complex.
Cumbersome.
And there's money involved there.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you've got faith that the government will suddenly be able to design something that's simple.
No, but you see, with the e-filing, already they assume that, number one, you are working, you've seen some form of a digital screen in your life, especially if you earn enough tax. Let's really be honest. You don't get a guy who's earning maybe over 100K in 2-3 months who has not dealt with some technology. But with voting, it's going to be very simple because they understand these are people from all walks of life. Similar to 94 when they did the whole drive to educate people Holocaust and X.
Yeah.
So a similar campaign can be had. It's doable, bro. I feel like we're going to get a bigger turnout with technology than without technology.
Mm, and we're not dismissing the challenges, Sizwe. You spoke about connectivity. We lack the infrastructure for this right now. And there is the digital divide and there's that fear and cybersecurity issues. Mm. But that's why it's only just a conversation now. And there'll be variations to this as we go along.
Anytime where you put people's constitutional rights at risk for any reason, my default answer is no.
Is not having, you know, e-voting accessible or available depriving people of their constitutional rights?
No, it's not.
To walk,
how is it depriving you?
Because you're making it more accessible for me to exercise my constitutional
rights. But it's not. We've clearly said it's not more accessible. First of all, it costs you money now.
Have that data.
No, but Sizwe, it would be depriving because the young people don't want to stand in queues. They honestly cannot believe that in 2025 or 24 last year, you'd still have people queuing for hours.
But that's not depriving. That's them choosing to opt out.
No,
there's a difference between those two things. Guys, it's very easy. Just go vote. It doesn't get easier than that.
Or go to the station and then you will find the iPad or the kiosks or the Wi-Fi. Instead of waiting there for 5 hours, just get there an hour and boom.
Let me tell you something. You think voting via iPad will take a shorter time, will be quicker than voting via ballot? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
No. If I get to the station.
I'm telling you right now.
No, if I get to the station and there's 50 iPads, right, in a row, and obviously within cubicles, and then there's an option.
How many voting stations are there?
And then there's an option to stand in a queue. I'm going for it's like at the movies. Remember when they were introducing the self-service?
Yeah.
Some people still chose to go to the popcorn lady to buy the tickets, and those that are like us will choose the technological way and go watch our movie in peace.
You guys have obviously never implemented system software. That will never work. Never. First of all, the iPads will be stolen by 10. I'm telling you. Then the iPads will be running out of battery. Guys, they were doing this year, not this year, but the last elections, what they were doing was they were checking the voters' roll on iPads.
Yeah.
How well did that work? How many delays do we experience
lots.
As a result of that?
But remember, over time, technology improves, so they'll get better at it. But nevertheless,
but I'm not here to say we shouldn't do it ever. I'm saying right now we're not ready. Obviously, in the future. If you're telling me over time, of course, could be 100 years from now.
No,
just not now.
100.
No, 100 is too far.
It's not now, though. I'm telling you, it's not now.
Perhaps 2030 will be fine.
Let me tell you, right? One last thing, a very simple thing. When I walk in here, there's a running order of the show, right?
Yep.
Keta prints the running order and then you just leave it on the desk. How often does Keta come here without the running order talking about the printer's not working?
I don't know because I prefer
Keta
emails me mine. He's never printed mine because I don't like it printed.
Yeah, because he's sitting right there with the computer in front of you.
Yeah.
So it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And this is a very small thing. Literally just one network cable and I think it's got like maybe 3 printers on the network. That's it.
Improve
if
systems.
We can have an issue there, are you guys, trust me, system software is not the one. Not in South Africa.
Improve systems and we can be effective.
I can't believe this is coming from you, honestly.
Guys, I'm not saying I'm averse to technology. I'm telling you, your country is not ready. That's what I'm telling you. It's not a me thing. It's your country and your people.
That's why we're having the conversation. So they'll make contributions to ensure that we are ready. So everybody will say, just like the CSIR.
How are they going
to
be ready?
Well, people like
why
the
don't
CSIR.
You teach your, why don't you teach the old people in your WhatsApp group how to distinguish between real news and fake news versus IA?
No, for them it's too late.
But those are the same people that are voting. This is my point. Guys, how many people? Go look at the voters register, right? Go look at the majority of voters. They are old people.
Because young people are discouraged by these lines. And it is
no, young
obligation.
People are discouraged by the voting electorate. Not necessarily by the lines. They're discouraged by the politicians. They're discouraged by the parties. They're discouraged by the choices.
But Mfundo has got
young people can go there and queue for a ticket to go to a gig.
No.
Don't tell me they can't queue for a vote.
They would not. They would not. And it is government's obligation to ensure that we all participate in this democracy. So for them, they need to make it easier for people and give them options. That is their obligation.
Ah, to hell with the young people. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Lalilandla, listen. This voting thing, e-voting, pants.
The government melicale ilungise iqala lama websites wayo. Ngoba ayikho into ecomplicated njengama website we government. Before siya kuma online voting, cela siqale ngama website we government. Yo, I nightmare.
Government has proven time and time again they cannot design systems that are efficient and workable. And now you want to take the most fundamental rights away from people for what? Just so you can say you've got e-voting. It's like this talk that we have of smart cities. We can't even get decent cities right. We're talking about smart cities.
Guys, mina ngiyala. Voting electronically. Ngathi ngiyakhohlwa ukuthi sinama Nigerian la South Africa. 419 scams. Kungaba Bad.
That's another thing, by the way, right? When people steal your credentials, how do you verify that each voter is a legitimate voter?
Aye, this is when you're learning from now. Where is the government in the offline? Imagine sold your voter on the day, and that's the only day back to which we are offline. Aye, I'm going to see a lap, no terminals, ballot box all the way.
Exactly. Now you can't cast your vote because the system was offline. No.
Hey, welcome. I mean, I would say that let us introduce the e-voting system, but only to the areas where there are the population within. For an example, like in the universities, we allow the youth to use the electronic system to vote. Because on the last elections, the youth were complaining, saying the queues were long and the cut line you vote that became too short for one. So let us introduce it, but in the universities.
It won't work. Look at the registration of schools, how hectic it is, how complicated it is, how they allocate kids to different locations and stuff. So the voting system won't work at all.
100%.
I agree with you. I think it's too early for us because they can't even master the system that we're using now. There was that machine that they used, that handheld machine. You know, they had a problem. They had a problem with that. They were complaining, it was offline and also. Now, you don't really want to move there. Master this one, then we'll join the other people on the e-voting later.
Something as simple as scanning barcodes, Nje. Just do that for, let's call it 20 million people. Because that's how many people vote and see what happens.
Do you know a technical glitch? Because I see we just begin the elderly people as much as you guys are doing example here, McDonald's and KFC. Technical glitch. Gabanga kumele uvote three different sections and you wanna vote them differently. You don't wanna vote them for one person. Imagine you stack it up oppress. How many times are you gonna vote? How many times are you gonna vote? Abase se right nyama pep. Job creation is right nyama pep and many AI.
Now, let me tell you, as somebody who did coding, right, how a system works. So, once the system is done processing whatever you're going to process, there's a counter, right? So, it's going to increase the counter, then it's going to write in the database, Sol Penduga has casted his vote. Then that vote will go into whatever the counter is, because there's obviously different counters for each ballot and each party, etc. and so on. Sometimes the graphical user interface will freeze either before or after that point. When you see a system freezing, then they got to restart it. You've just finished voting. You don't know whether your vote was counted. You don't know whether your votes didn't get counted, whether the system froze before or after. You can only know that after diagnosis. It's called a troubleshoot, right? Imagine if that happens for even just a million people, which is not too far-fetched, considering how many people will be voting at the same time and how clogged up the system will be and the networks and the lines. That's a million extra votes that will either get given to somebody or taken away from somebody, because you're not going to know. When it freezes, they're just going to give you another ballot. You cast your X and you go there. That's double counting. Imagine being off by a million votes, Saul.
Look, technology, a lot of things can go wrong, but already it's tried and tested. Some countries are using this system. Clearly, there are people with expertise and companies that can get outsourced to provide these services.
Those countries don't have intermittent issues that we have regarding electricity and software and connectivity. Those are the countries where you get Wi-Fi when you're on a train. Do you get Wi-Fi when you're in a taxi here in South Africa?
Hi guys, e-voting in South Africa is not going to work. Not as yet. Not even in 2030. Maybe in the next 50 years, maybe. Maybe Nakon. It's not going to work, guys. Our people are not ready. Our systems are not ready. Home affairs is always offline. No, it's not going to work. And the footage of young people, it's not because they don't vote because of the queues. They don't vote because of the whole thing, because of politicians, because of... It has nothing to do with the queues. No, guys.
You ain't heard the whole thing. Oh, young people themselves are busy cheating, saying, Vundo, Sina, we don't mind queuing.
I panting e-voting is not for us. It's not for South Africa. South Africa, corruption, empire too much. Those also vote, actua ilo network bengeko be offline whatsoever. Kanti sisuke la ngama ballot paper ngoba bekwrite labo fa ku X wakho nje kumuntu omfunayo whatsoever. Then why we have to adapt izinto sasikathi ukuthi e country yethu is full of corruption. Lama political party are corrupt. Wonke umuntu uyakwazi lokho. So manje South Africa, South Africa no. Phansi nge e-voting phansi.
Now, let me tell you one last thing which should make us all shy away from e-voting. Is that when there's e-voting, the results are real time. So you'd be able to tell, if you're manning the database, who's leading and who's behind. And that's a huge risk for vote fixing. Because right now, when people vote, you don't know until the votes are counted who's leading, who's what. Lani would be able to tell in real time, with, hey, we're losing this ward by how many votes, how many percentages.
Welcome back, Sizai. Naminyala, Baba Nyala, Nyala. Not as full as OPE. Appella Gupi, Ama, Leptama, Tablet of Antoni Gulli. Manjesses are Gulli. It's another part of Gulliman. I Nyala, but I Nyala, 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 Nyala,
Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala,
Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, Nyala, vote and then it can have that thing that UNISA uses. It's like an invigilator app to monitor how you vote and everything. So that would be perfect, especially for us young people, because see, I have really malign in, but hey, it takes forever.
I don't think we are ready for any e-voting. I mean, look at how we have the metric results were leaked and all those things. I think the first thing that we need to look into is the corruption. If our corruption and index can go lower, then we can trust that these people can run anything. But at this stage, with this the corruption within the government, as PSS, I don't think we can be ready for anything electronic, because we're gonna lose it there.
Voting electronically will not work. DA will always win because DA members own all the server infrastructure that will be hosting the data for the voting. It will never work. Forget. ANC will lose. DA will be winning all the time. The vote will be manipulated easily.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.